I can hear myself, but I can't feel myself. I'm gonna feel myself like Tweet.
All right, welcome again to another episode of Offsiders FC. We've been missing, I know. You know, with the New Year's, it's hard. You know, a lot of Boxing Day shopping involved. Therefore, we had to take some time off in order to recoup. we only have me, so Raymond and my co-host, Carmel. Quite a packed day. We have a lot to talk about. So let's get started. So the first thing I want to talk about, of course, you know, I'm a Liverpool fan. We have to talk about the majestic game that just happened. So Crystal Palace, Liverpool. Liverpool edged it 4-3. All I gotta say about playing against Crystal Palace, whether it's at home or away, it's I hate them. I hate their guts. I hope they get relegated. I hope Roy gets relegated. I hope he never coaches football ever again. All I took from this game was that there are some weaknesses that are starting to show up, but mainly that we can win ugly. And moving forward, I'm quite excited. I honestly think that that was a game that defined that, like, whether we win the title or not. And I think it's happening because we're just the best, if you know what I mean. That's my take on it, to be honest. What about you?
Basically, I thought it was an interesting game, and like one that, yeah, you can win ugly. That's one. But also in the fact that, if I remember well, like last in the past few seasons, especially on the club, the way you were playing was a bit more energetic. So whenever you got like another team scored first, you guys would just panic. Would go into panic mode and then just start rushing your chances and then rushing the play. So, but this time, I think they scored pretty early in the game, probably like 20th minute or something. It was quite early, and then you guys didn't seem to be in panic. You were like, we got this. We know we can score. Like, we know how good we are. I think it was just a sign of how confident you guys are at the minute. And also, yeah, you can win ugly because even like till the end, when, what's his name? When Max Meyer scored the 4-3, mm-hmm. again, it wasn't like a sign of people being nervous or people want to rush or do like stupid stuff with the ball. It was all very controlled. So again, it's really a sign of maturity in this team. That is probably a good thing if you're a Liverpool fan dreaming about the title after 20, 29 years.
Don't talk to me like that.
You guys are finally gonna see your captain lift a trophy. That's crazy.
Of course. It's the last two things. Basically, if we don't win the title this season, don't never talk to me about football ever again. I'm just done. And this year, like looking at my Liverpool team right now, I don't know how I supported Liverpool all those years. I really don't. We were really shit. Like, I really don't know how I support. Like,
you are.
I don't understand. Like, the team is so balanced now. We have all those injuries, and then we still manage to win. And then it's like, every player has like their perfect replacement, and then now I have to think about Ox will come back, so that's even more energy. I just don't understand how I support Liverpool all these years. I really don't.
It's faith.
It's faith,
I think
probably.
It's mostly faith. Yeah.
But, until I'm quite confident. I'm really excited about this team. We shouldn't really like we're in charge now. We're truly in charge too.
Yeah.
So I think this is our year, but then we say that every year. So you know, I'm not gonna say that.
It might be true this one.
Right, yeah, it might be true.
Let's hope that you guys win.
All right, let's hope that. Okay, so next we have Chelsea. Quite a big game actually. Chelsea Arsenal. 2-0 to Arsenal. I just want to say that I said that Chelsea would lose just because I hate them. And I had faith in Arsenal winning against Chelsea because in turn, like, subconsciously, I know they're not good. Chelsea is way better than Arsenal, but subconsciously, I know that Arsenal are better, but I don't want to accept it. And Chelsea, I hate them. Therefore, if both teams could lose, it would have been the perfect result, but it doesn't happen. Like, now, Chelsea lost, and I was... I don't rate Emery as a tactician, you know, But this time around, I'm debating. I think he got it right. But at the same time, Sarri makes weird tactical moves. The entire playing with no striker, that doesn't, I don't see the point of it. Because Hazard up front is useless. It's I don't understand. It's, you will never, like, he needs the ball.
He does need the ball.
Yeah, and then the entire, like, how, I understand Jorginho, because of course, Sarri is, they have the entire, regista, like, the deep line playmaker, but this is a prem. Jorginho doesn't have the stamina for, like, the running needed, especially when you have, like, Arsenal, where, like, all, they were fired up as well. Now, Kante playing, like, the thing, so basically, I feel like they mixed the two. Kante was playing, like, as offensive mid, pretty much. That I don't understand, because of course, like, he's the best ball winning, like, midfielder ever. Does not feel much moving forward. Therefore, I don't understand. Like, I truly feel like the entire Chelsea thing is a fluke. But they have quality players. The coach is trying to, like, instill a system. It'll take some time. I 100% trust him. That's because what he did last year with Napoli was amazing. And then if you compare the two crops of players, Napoli, they're like, Chelsea still have, they have better players than Napoli. Now, it's a big win for Arsenal, but who cares about Arsenal, to be honest? Like, both teams, I think, new coach came in, they just wrote off this season. It's like, let's build something. Let's say we win either League Cup or FA Cup, it's a plus, but I don't think everyone ever thought about them as being title challengers, so it's a good win for morale, if you know what I mean. That's about it. That's my view of the game.
Yeah, especially for Arsenal. Yeah. They for, like, for the last past few games, especially the big ones, they haven't been, like, that present. And this time, they were really on it, like, from the first minute to the last.
True.
They were really on it. Like, mentally, you could see that they were just, like, superior.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Chelsea, I don't know what happened. Honestly, Chelsea, maybe we'll come back later to the comments that Sarri had and about his players and mentality. But in terms of the game itself, I think one thing that Sarri is going to have to figure out, I understand the deep-lying playmaker. I totally understand that. I don't think it's an issue of where he plays or where Kante plays, especially going forward. Defensively, I don't think that's much of an issue because you can always put people around him to protect him and protect their attacks. But I think it's more of when they attack, because they can't seem to just create enough. They always turn around the same areas of the pitch, and then they can't seem to be moving forward. I don't know if it's an issue with Hazard not liking the position. I think he doesn't like the position that he's playing in. He said I'm not a fan of, like, being a striker. Also, I don't think he's not a false nine, by the way, because, like, a lot of people say, because he's not a typical striker and he plays in that position, people think that he's a false nine. Difference is, false nine is when you have people around you that are, like, when you vacate the space in the middle, they're making the runs to replace you in that space, but no one is making those runs. No one is making those runs. And I remember after the Crystal Palace game that they won away and Kante scored, Sarri was, like, full of praise for that run that Kante made, especially because this is what he wants from his team. Yeah. This is what he wants when he's playing Hazard in the middle. He wants people, when he comes to the ball, because he will come to the ball, like, he won't stay in. Everyone knows Hazard. Everyone knows his qualities. His when he's on the ball, that's when he's the most dangerous. So he will come to the ball for sure in different areas of the pitch. So people that are around him, especially the two wingers, plus the two eights, Kante, Barkley, Kovacic, or whoever plays there, they have to make those runs. They have to offer solutions for people on the ball.
Yeah.
So I think either they, I don't know how he's going to fix it, but, you know, sometimes, especially for this game, I don't know if you saw, but Arsenal changed its shape. Arsenal went back to four at the back, but also they introduced the diamond with Aaron Ramsey that was solely focused in being in Jorginho's area. Yes. That was his only job. And a lot of teams have done that.
And then they win.
They figure it out. They figure out, like, if we can, like, put someone in his, like, area, not particularly, like, being on him all the time, but just be in his area, be on him all the time, you affect their
defensive moving forward.
The way so the transitions are, I think they're solely based on Jorginho, like pretty much deciding every play, a bit like a quarterback, you know, like in American football, he's really like a quarterback. So if you put people around him, he's gonna be disturbed. So I don't know exactly how he's gonna fix it, but maybe, I think we're gonna come back to that later. Finish this my take, but now that Higuain has signed officially signed, I think they might be able to do something different.
Of course,
because now you will have Hazard on the side. Mm. People worried about Hazard on the side, so like not allowing people to be in a central space like so much.
Yeah.
Because now, honestly, if you look at it, Pedro is not that much of a threat 1-on-1. Honestly, Pedro, I think he's on the team because he's the only one that understands the runs that he wants, like that Sarri wants him
high
to
IQ,
make.
High IQ, yeah.
Right. If you look at the goal that he scored against at home against Southampton, the pass from Luis long pass, like that is exactly what he wants you to do.
Yeah.
You see the space in the middle, go for it. You have people like Luis that will give you the ball. But honestly, I don't know what's going to happen with the whole Jorginho thing. But maybe might be able to do something different with Higuain.
I'm just gonna add to what you're saying. It's Hazard so far off, like up the pitch, right? Therefore, like there's like at least two lines you have to break before he gets the ball. One, he's like playing up front, while as when he's on the side, he can draw players, right? Now, the thing with Jorginho, I think the problem that Sarri did is he tried to like it's not Sarri's fault. I think it's the board's fault, to be honest. They play literally FIFA when he's a midfielder. He's a midfielder. He can fit right in. Well, it's not really like this because the reason Jorginho was so good at Napoli is because he played with like two highly energetic players, right? So they had Hamsik and Alan. You know the Brazilian one. All they do is run. They do those runs. So that free up some space. But then Kovacic, he's a baller. Don't get it twisted. But he's also the same. He's deep lying. He's like basically, if playing with a three-man midfield, it wouldn't work if you play with Kovacic and Jorginho and Kante. I think just a mismatch of players at his disposal. But like you say, once Higuain comes in, if he comes, we don't know. I hope he doesn't because I want Chelsea to suffer a bit more. But
He did. He signed this afternoon. He's on loan for the last 6 months of the campaign. Yeah, with an option to buy for like 30 million.
Okay, but the paperwork didn't come on time. Thing, right?
Oh, sorry. So you're talking about tomorrow's game? Yeah.
Okay.
No, that one doesn't count.
That's things. With Hazard, pushed to the side. It could flip some, but it's he has to find a solution to the entire. You press Jorginho, you win the game. Now, if the fall falls on players, of course, because you can't like Jorginho's not the only one that's supposed to be pushing the ball forward. You're supposed to free up that space. Therefore, you have to make those runs. But then when you have defensive like players such as Kante, I don't know what you're expecting, to be honest.
But what do you make of the... Maybe just moving on from like the game itself, but what do you make of the comments that Sarri made after the game regarding the fact that his players maybe are like questioning their attitude, basically, and then saying that they're hard to motivate and then he has a hard time motivating them?
I think
he even said that some of the players woke up late on that day, which was crazy.
Yes. I think it's a difference in culture, to be honest, because he's coming straight from Italy where it's discipline there, right? While players there don't have the same limelight that they do here, that players in England have, right? They're more divas, pretty much. So the entire totalitarian like style of coaching, I don't think it would help. Plus, you have players that survived Mourinho, right? So mentally, they're not the same.
So you don't think it's a problem in the squad itself? You think it's maybe the way he motivates them that is an issue?
The real issue, I think, is of course it comes from the players because I think like when you've seen it at the beginning of the season, he was like. The teams, it was blowing them away, right? It's a mixture of both. So I think Because I probably like, sorry. Basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but does he speak English? No, eh?
He
He
does, he
does like
does.
good English, or
Yeah, he does. He speaks,
I think
honestly,
that's
I've only,
translators, huh? He doesn't have translator because
he does, but only when he's not happy. Like, honestly, because on Saturday, I think they made the comment on BT because they were waiting for him like for a long time. You know, like
yeah.
you have a certain period of time to get to the TV and then
yeah.
go to the press, whatever. BT were like not happy because he took a long time to come out. And then he came out with the translator. He was like, "I'm so angry. I want everything that I say to be like correctly interpreted
yeah.
or translated. So I need to get someone."
Ooh.
Right? But yeah, he does speak English. He does
All
speak
right.
English. He does speak
it's...
English. He's a former banker, man.
Oh, true. I forgot. Yeah. This,
yeah, he's a former banker, so he does speak English.
It's, I think the players, 100% of the players. Now, it's
mm-hmm.
I think just a mismatch of like the players that is this available. Like he doesn't have the best players for the way he wants to play now. The fault, I think, is just there's a problem in the like Chelsea hierarchy. Just I think that's a real problem because you can't Pedro. How old is Pedro?
Probably
30.
30.
Willian is at least 31.
No, I think he's younger
because Hazard is 28,
29.
Right?
Yeah.
Willian, I think, isn't Willian born in 88? So
mm-hmm.
he's 30. Yeah. So I think it's like the players are getting not old, but I'd say like it's we need fresh blood in the team. Especially
right.
like because I'm talking about like we talk about because the veterans are not like performing well. Like Willian is one of the most inconsistent players I know. He's really good, really he's a baller, but he's inconsistent. Pedro is so he's such a like off the ball type of player, right? So it's really
yeah, so
yeah exactly. So it's really
great.
Hit or miss with him. Now, if the team is playing well, you'll have like one of the best. Well, not one of the best. Like he's really good, but they don't have a second option. Like when Chelsea start playing like kids from the academy, there's a problem.
Yeah,
the problem.
Honestly, I think I won't take too long on this because maybe I want to move on from that subject. But like I think in terms of Chelsea players. They've got to look at like at
of
themselves
course.
because these people like I remember like I think it wasn't last season but it was when they won the title on the
after
contest,
the following year eh?
I was like no just like the year they won because like the previous year they finished 10th under Mourinho right or something like that like, I was like how can you be so inconsistent and no one holds you accountable
the
like,
same players
so means that means that you have the same group of players. Bar, what's his name? Costa, now he's gone.
Yeah, Costa. Who's...
You have the same group of players, Bar Costa, plus Jorginho, plus Kovacic, and that's
yeah.
it. And plus Rudiger, maybe. So you're going to tell me that you can't be that inconsistent.
It's,
even
agree.
Even if you wanted to be, no one to be, but if you were, someone has to hold you accountable to it. And
100%.
I think it has to come from upstairs. The manager can like the manager is so replaceable.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think it will be difficult for Sarri to come in and say, "Hey guys, you guys won the title like 2 years ago."
Yeah.
He like, well, "Who are you?" Like,
it makes
you
sense.
Won
no, I agree.
In your
I agree.
Life.
It's, the plays are our fault, to be honest. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in for this quick reaction episode after two biggest games of the weekend, Liverpool, Crystal Palace, and Chelsea, Arsenal. Let us know what you think. If you guys are fans of any of the four teams, what do you think about that game? You can always reach us on Twitter or leave us a review, depending on the platform where you listen to this episode. So we can't wait to hear from you guys. So we will see you in the next episode where we'll talk about two managers that have made the headlines recently, namely Jose Mourinho with his interview at Bein Sports Qatar, and also we'll talk about the Spygate that involved Marcelo Bielsa and Frank Lampard and Debbie Conte. So until then, you guys have a nice. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you later.